This Morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Saluting a statesman. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Tuesday, October 19th. Thanks for being with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Former Secretary of State and Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell has died at 84. Hear how he's being remembered.
Former President Trump has filed a lawsuit that seeks to block records from being submitted to the committee investigating the Capitol riot.
The FDA could soon approve mixing and matching COVID booster shots, like getting a Moderna booster after a J&J shot.
And something to consider if you're a business that's struggling to find workers.
We have a major child care crisis in the country. There's just not enough of it. The quality is not good enough, and the cost is too high.
Rick Newman at Yahoo Finance on the importance of quality and affordable childcare to today's workers. Colin Powell, the nation's first black Secretary of State and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, is being remembered as someone who embodied the highest ideals of both warrior and diplomat. Those were the words of President Biden following the death yesterday of General Powell, who died from COVID-19 complications.
This is a guy, and we talk about it, who had teachers who looked at this African-American kid and said, you can do anything. So all I want to say to you, really, is don't underestimate what you do.
Mr. Powell had also undergone treatment in recent years for a blood cancer and multiple myeloma, which is known to weaken the immune system. General Powell advocated against precipitous war, but urged the use of overwhelming force when conflict was unavoidable. He initially opposed the invasion of Iraq in 2003 and came to deeply regret his role building a case for it. In his 1995 memoir, Mr. Powell described himself as a black kid with no promise who beat the odds to become a four-star general and presidential advisor. General Colin Powell was 84. Former President Trump is suing to keep records from his time in the White House from being turned over to the House committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. In a lawsuit filed in federal court in Washington, D.C., an attorney representing Mr. Trump asked a federal judge to stop the National Archives from turning over the records, arguing that the requests were improper and the documents contained privileged material. Separately, Mr. Trump testified under oath yesterday for a 2015 lawsuit filed by protesters who accused the then-presidential candidate's security guards of assault. Benjamin Dichter, a lawyer for the protesters, said Mr. Trump sat for about 4.5 hours.
We believe there is ample evidence to submit to a jury that Donald Trump has, in fact, directed his security guards to engage in the use of physical force and violence on numerous occasions, both before and after the incident at issue.
Back to the Capitol riot probe, the House Select Committee investigating will vote today to begin contempt proceedings against former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. The Justice Department has filed an emergency request with the Supreme Court to block a new Texas law that bans most abortions, returning the issue to the justices after they previously declined to intervene. We get more from this morning's Mike Gavin.
The Justice Department says the Texas law is in open defiance of Supreme Court rulings that have protected abortion rights for a half century. The Supreme Court already is scheduled to hear a major abortion rights case from Mississippi on December 1st. The Wall Street Journal says it's conceivable the court could add the Texas case to the mix. The Texas law bans abortions at cardiac activity, which can occur at 6 weeks. The law includes no exception for rape or incest, but permits the procedure for medical emergencies. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. The rapid legal machinations since the Texas law passed in May demonstrate the significance of a controversy that has thrust abortion back into the mainstream of America's culture wars. They've also given advocates on both sides of the debate reason to question the future of the court's landmark 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade, establishing a right to abortion. Coming up next, another threat to Democrats' power.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. In recent years, bad election seasons have been made worse by waves of retirements that leave difficult-to-defend open seats up for grabs. Relatively few members of Congress have said they will quit so far this cycle, but Reed Wilson, correspondent at The Hill, says the coming weeks mark the kickoff of what has traditionally been the period in which those who will retire say so publicly. Reed, explain.
We've only seen a few retirements so far, but there are some signs, at least, that the Democratic members of Congress are sort of pessimistic about their own chances of maintaining the majority. And one of the reasons that members quit is because it's no fun to be in the minority in Congress. You basically, your entire job is just voting no. So when House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth announced his retirement last week, that sort of raised some concerns among Democrats in Congress that they could be seeing a big exodus, because as House Budget Committee Chair, Yarmuth had a lot of power. If he's the ranking member, the top Democrat on the committee, he's not going to have as much power. And if he thinks that Democrats will not keep control of Congress next year, that is a sign that we might be seeing a lot more members of Congress quitting.
Wow. What are the other reasons they retire or quit?
Members of Congress can be pretty old. I mean, Yarmuth is in his 70s. There aren't a lot of jobs where people, you know, keep going into their 70s or 80s. They can retire because they're just ready to move on. They're ready to, you know, go make some money. Members of Congress get paid well. They get paid, you know, 180 grand a year, but they could make a lot more as lobbyists or just back in, you know, private practice as lawyers or whatever they do for their day job. And, you know, sometimes family gets in the way and it's just no fun to be in Congress anymore.
We're speaking with Reed Wilson, correspondent at The Hill. He's got a piece called Democratic Retirements Could Make a Tough Midterm Year Even Worse. Sometimes, I guess, the head of the party comes knocking and says, we want somebody new. You're being primaried,
the heads of the party usually want members of Congress to stick around. It's unusual for a member of Congress to sort of get forced out by his or her own party. And what is probably happening right now, although they won't say so publicly, is that Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy are going around to their members trying to make sure that they will run for another term next year. The big catastrophe comes when a mass stampede towards the exits takes place. And that's what happened in 2008 when Democrats picked up 21 seats on the back of President Obama's victory. It happened in 2018 when a lot of Republicans decided they'd seen enough and they didn't necessarily want to run in a midterm with President Trump as the sort of overarching figure, even if he wasn't on the ticket. A stampede of retirements can make a bad year even worse.
Also, what was the reference you made to sometimes they encourage members on the other side to quit?
Oh, yeah, that's a sort of the dark arts of politics. One thing that we see from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and the National Republican Congressional Committee is they'll sort of foreshadow the efforts they will make against members of the other party. So they can run early advertisements or just attack members in the media and basically just make clear to these members that, hey, your life is not going to be fun for the next year. And one way to make that go away is for a member of Congress to say, okay, I'm not running again. Because it is easier for one party to win the other side's open seats, they'll try to get people to, move towards the exits. It's not often talked about, but it happens a lot.
How about the whole idea of redistricting?
Yeah, and this is the decennial year when district lines are changed dramatically. And so if you're a member of Congress and you're used to representing, you know, your specific hometown and its neighboring towns, if all of a sudden you've got to represent a couple hundred thousand new constituents who live, you know, dozens of miles away or something like that, you're basically no more the incumbent.
Thanks, Reed. Reed Wilson, correspondent at The Hill. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The FDA may give its okay this week to administering booster shots that are different from recipients' original COVID-19 vaccines. The decision would fulfill the requests of state health officials who have been seeking increased flexibility in giving those vaccines.
Number two.
Colin Powell, the trailblazing soldier and statesman, is being remembered as a leader and a hero. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who is also African American, says Powell was a trailblazer.
And I lost a tremendous personal friend and mentor. He has been my mentor for a number of years. He always made time for me, and I could always go to him with tough issues. He always had great counsel.
Powell died from COVID complications at the age of 84. Although vaccinated, Powell had been suffering from Parkinson's disease and had been treated recently for a type of blood cancer that hurts the body's ability to fight infection.
Number three.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says a very small number of Chicago police officers were sent home without pay and could face disciplinary action after they declined additional opportunities to report their COVID vaccination status.
As I've said before, but it bears repeating, the health of our city workers directly impacts the health of those that they interact with on a daily basis, making it critically important that these interactions are as safe as possible for everyone involved.
Chicago has been engaged in an escalating dispute with a police union over the city's vaccination policy. The Supreme Court is siding with police in two cases in which plaintiffs claimed officers used excessive force, overturning separate lower court rulings that had allowed the officers to be sued for civil rights violations. In two unsigned opinions, the court stressed police are entitled to be shielded from liability unless it's clear to a reasonable officer that their actions are unlawful. Well, if you're waiting for the next Indiana Jones or Black Panther movie, you're going to have to wait a little longer. Disney is pushing back the release dates of many of its upcoming titles. Disney says the fifth Indiana Jones, a Steven Spielberg-produced installment that sees the return of Harrison Ford as the adventurous archaeologist, will be delayed almost a year and open in theaters in June 2023. And Black Panther Wakanda Forever has been pushed from July 2022 to November 2022.
Ouch. All right. Thank you, Jen.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for joining us. Burnout has a cost, a dollar cost. If you find you're burning the candle at both ends at work, do you find you're also spending more? Insight from Julia Carpenter, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Julia, set the scene.
I think we've been talking a lot over the last couple months as we're dragging into year two of the pandemic, year two of working at home for many of us. People are finding it harder and harder to separate work and life. It's sort of bleeding into everything. We're working longer. We're working harder. It seems like we're always thinking about work. And so we're looking for shortcuts. We're looking for convenience. That's one avenue of spending. But we're also looking just for distraction, something to numb the pain a little bit. I interviewed one woman who said that she definitely notices her online shopping ticks up when she is really grinding at work. Somebody else who said that, you know, they notice their takeout spending increases. And I think those two things are related, that when we're sort of at our wit's end, we find we're spending more than we previously thought.
In different situations in life, would we call that retail therapy?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think retail therapy is one part of it. And I was thinking about that while I was writing this. You know, you're spending to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
This is partially that. It's also partially convenience. It really is that when you're burnt out, you're exhausted, you don't have any of the energy to do the normal chores, the normal housing upkeep, or the things that brought you joy. You know, I interviewed one woman who said that she actually really likes cooking, but she doesn't cook when she's really burnt out at a job because she doesn't have the energy for it and it doesn't bring her the same sort of contentment that it did before. So I think it's retail therapy is part of it. And then I also think a lot of it is like shortcuts and just exhaustion.
Yeah. We're speaking with Julia Carpenter, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. She's got a good story entitled "The High Financial Price of Burning Out at Work and What to Do About It." All right. So what can you do about it?
One thing you can do about it is plan to quit your job, which I thought was a little bit interesting. It's something I definitely hadn't thought of. You save ahead of quitting your job. You do it with the idea that, okay, I know I can last four more months. One woman I spoke with, she calls it the opportunity fund. You know, you can say, all right, this is my money I've saved to either bridge the gap between two jobs or to take a break for a little bit. The same financial advisor also recommended just going ahead and saving the money, knowing that you're going to be burnt out and knowing that you're going to spend more. So maybe you cut expenses in other areas, or you've noticed naturally you're not spending money commuting to work, say, or you know, you're not spending money on some of the office things that you've noticed you would have spent in 2019. Direct that money to this burnout buying. And that way you're not as guilty about it. You've sort of planned for it and it doesn't feel like you're sneaking behind your own planning, so to speak.
Thanks, Julia. Julia Carpenter, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Don't forget to check out a podcast of our program. You can find it on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com, or on all the popular podcast platforms. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and three free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon.
Taking the day's information and helping you make sense of it all. We're here for you every morning. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday, October 19. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Colin Powell remembered as a great warrior and diplomat. FDA closer to approving the mixing and matching of COVID shots. The Haitian gang, the kidnapped American missionaries, wants $17 million for the release. Donald Trump sues to block records from reaching the committee probing the Capitol riot. Titans edge the Bills in Monday Night Football. Washington State fired its football coach and four assistants for refusing to get vaccinated. And the World War II vet who got some special car treatment. That story in about 20 minutes. It's time for a business update, and it's brought to you by Indeed. Indeed helps find great hires fast. Indeed is your all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. There's a puzzling labor shortage. It's puzzling because employers report 11 million job openings, roughly, the most on record, yet unemployment remains elevated, and workers are not chasing those jobs. Obstinate barriers stand between workers and jobs. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance, says one of them is childcare. Address that, he says, and you might help your job shortage. Rick, how do you see it?
There's a bit of a mystery for why this so-called labor shortage exists, because there seem to be plenty of people who could fill the, I think the latest numbers show there's something like 11 million jobs open, and we do have people who have left the labor force. So why aren't they coming back for these jobs? There are a bunch of reasons, but one of them that shows up over and over anecdotally is childcare. There are a lot of parents with kids, you know, school-age kids or young kids, and they just cannot get the childcare they need to be able to work. And this is partly because the childcare system was not very good to start with. And then the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, made it worse. We had the closure of a lot of childcare facilities. Some of them cannot get the workers they need to staff. There are labor shortages there. It's too expensive for a lot of people. So you have some people just saying they're not going to work, or they're going to choose a job that's closer to home than they might otherwise need simply because of childcare needs. And we're not seeing any evidence that employers are actually doing much about this. I mean, employers keep saying, oh, we can't fill all these jobs and it's holding us back and we can't produce enough. But they could be doing more to appeal to parents who would either like to get into the workforce but can't because they need to be taking care of kids, or they're just not working as much as they might be able to work, or as productively as they might be able to work if childcare was better. So we have a major childcare crisis in the country. There's just not enough of it. The quality is not good enough, and the cost is too high.
Yeah. All right. So how does this get addressed? I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. We should offer more childcare, but it's not that simple. I guess you could offer some on-site, but there's still an expense involved.
You could offer on-site childcare. I mean, let's talk about this from a policy level first. I mean, President Biden does want to spend a lot of money to improve childcare and make it more available and more affordable for middle and lower income people. He wants to spend around $45 billion a year. That's a lot of money. On things like universal preschool, so all kids in the country would qualify for some sort of preschool. He wants childcare workers to get paid more. He wants to cap childcare expenses at 7% of a family's income, with any expenses beyond that coming from paid for by the federal government, and do some other things like that. Now, it's not clear that Congress is going to approve all of that. They might approve some of that. I think that's likely that Congress will approve some of that, but not all of it. And none of that means that there's nothing that the private sector can't do on its own. I mean, employers could look for ways to offer better childcare arrangements for workers. You could do on-site childcare. I mean, I've interviewed some people from corporate America who say it's time for big companies, at least big companies that could afford to do this, to offer childcare on site. Now, you can't do that for everybody. You can only do that in centralized locations.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for people who are in remote locations or moving around, in sales territories or stuff like that. But companies can also offer more flexible arrangements. Some of them are doing that just as a result of the pandemic. But I don't think there's much evidence that companies are doing anything coherent to try to address childcare problems that working parents have. It does seem like many companies are still just trying to get through the pandemic, figure out vaccination mandates and stuff like that.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. He's written a piece entitled, "If You're a Business That Needs More Workers, Try This." And he's referring to establishing some sort of child care because, generally speaking, in this country, there's not enough of it and it's too expensive. What about on the small business front? Because as you sort of hinted, big businesses might have the scale to do it.
Even harder, without a doubt. I mean, small businesses obviously lack the resources. They, in many cases, would lack the space to do anything on site. I guess one thing you could say about smaller businesses is perhaps they could offer more. They'd be in a position to offer more flexibility. But I think if any part of the economy actually needs help from the government to do a better job of providing childcare options for working parents, it's smaller businesses.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Coming up next, the mic drop. No matter what kind of wireless plan you have from any of the big wireless providers, they've all got one thing in common: the catch. The part where too good to be true has too many extra charges to be worth it. But Mint Mobile figured it out. They offer premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. What's the catch? There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is they only sell wireless service online. No retail overhead saves them and you a lot of money. You can also keep your number and your phone, no losing your existing contacts, and get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network, again, for as low as $15 a month. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, Go to mintmobile.com/Gordon. That's mintmobile.com/Gordon. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Gordon.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we know that everybody's different when it comes to eating their favorite foods. Some people like to space them out, while others can eat the same thing every day and not get tired of it. A Georgia man named Wyatt Moss definitely falls into the latter category. Moss went viral this year for eating food from Chipotle every day for 50 days in 50 different states.
Oh, man.
Moss, who is 19, drove 18,000 miles through each of the lower 48 states with two friends and then flew to Alaska and Hawaii. Along the way, they filmed themselves eating Chipotle every day in front of scenic spots around the country, including the Four Corners Monument, Las Vegas, and the Santa Monica Pier. Moss told Fox News that they never really did get tired of eating Chipotle every day, even though there were days that they may have preferred something else. The hardest part, he said, was the driving 6 to 8 hours a day to get from state to state in one day.
Yeah, I could see that would be exhausting. But that sounds like a fun trip. I mean, if you're 19,
oh yeah,
that's
exactly
a good trip.
Yeah, you're 19, and he was already the issue was that he was home from school. I guess
yeah.
That he was stuck because they planned this, I guess, in January and February, and they weren't in school. He was doing school from home, college.
Okay.
He was a freshman in college,
okay.
And you know, had nothing else to do. You know, conceivably could do school from the road if he had to. I guess you know this was during the summer, but
yep.
I mean, if he had to go during school, could take a laptop with him and go anywhere. And yeah, if you're gonna do this, 19 is the time to do it for sure.
I don't know, you know, at my advanced age, since
yeah.
I'm slightly past my peak of 19,
yeah.
That I'd want to do that in 50 days.
Right.
But to have like an RV.
Yes.
Or like one of those really nice travel vans. That,
yeah.
that could be a fun trip.
Yeah, I mean, they were in just kind of a regular old kind of conversion van.
Of course they were.
I'm guessing
okay.
I'm guessing that was not the most comfortable accommodations, you know, if you were looking to sleep during that
yeah.
trip, for sure. Certainly not for us, but again, when you're 19, your body reacts a little better to those kind of things.
That's a good road trip.
Yes.
That's a good road trip right
for
there.
For sure. And Chipotle is not known for its drive-thrus, but at one chain that is, you may want to stay silent while in line for your food. This after a McDonald's worker in New Zealand revealed on TikTok that the staff can hear everything you say when you're in your car, even when their microphone is turned off. Wearing his uniform in the clip, the user goes on to say that the drive-thru window has cameras installed to take a photo of drivers as they approach, reportedly to help workers identify what order belongs to who. Users were understandably concerned that their private conversations might be overheard, with one person vowing the next time they roll through the drive-thru, they're going to use a voice changer and pick their nose for the camera.
Nice. Surely makes a good YouTube moment, I guess.
Yes. Now, interestingly, this guy's video, and I think he's even his whole account, has been deleted since then. So I'm not sure
really?
What happened there.
Uh-oh.
There was, you know, some pushback from McDonald's or what happened here. But there was no official comment, as far as I can tell, from McDonald's as to whether this was true or not.
Ooh.
But this guy's account and the video seem to be gone since this was posted, you know, a day or two ago.
Interesting developments.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, do you ever feel boxed in by your wardrobe, that you have to choose between comfort and style? Well, the founder of Cuts felt that way, so he reinvented the idea of work leisure apparel from the ground up, starting with the basic t-shirt. The result is a shirt stylish enough for the boardroom or the broadcast booth. I love shirts from Cuts. They're the most comfortable, most durable, and the most fashionably flexible. I've worn them with shorts and sandals and also under a suit jacket. And now they've got another innovation. Cuts Always On joggers are pants designed to never take a day off, even when you do. From working out to eating out, Cuts Always On joggers fit you and the situation perfectly, with comfort that never quits and style that never disappoints. They're the choice of elite athletes like Patrick Mahomes, Damian Lillard, and Bryce Harper. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's work leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order at cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off your first order. Thanks for joining us. Can't find what you need at the store again? Well, you're not alone. As the world reaches the 2-year mark of the COVID pandemic, more items are becoming scarce because of a supply chain shortage across the globe. Before making a grocery list, here's a list of items you might not find. Number one, Ben & Jerry Flavors, parent company Unilever, cited labor shortages as the reason for reducing the amount of flavors produced. Number two, carbonated drinks. Fertilizer plants, which lead to the production of carbon dioxide, had to reduce their output because of rising costs, causing shortages in food and other products. CO2 gives carbonated beverages their bubbles. Number three, chicken. People have substituted fast food for home-cooked comfort meals, causing chicken to become scarce. Another one on the list from USA Today, coffee. Brazil is a supplier of most of the world's coffee, but the country has been experiencing a drought that slowed production and transportation of coffee beans. And number five, diapers. Prices have increased because of spikes in prices of raw materials, shipping delays, and container shortages. We'll have more of those items next hour. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The Haitian gang that abducted a group of missionaries is asking for $1 million each for their release, a total of $17 million. Haiti's justice minister says the FBI and Haitian police are in contact with the kidnappers and seeking the release of the missionaries abducted last weekend just outside the capital, Port-au-Prince. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
Our embassy team in Haiti has been in constant contact with the Haitian National Police, with the missionary group, Christian Aid Ministries.
Among the missionaries are five children.
Number two.
Former President Trump has filed a lawsuit seeking to block White House records from being obtained by the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot by a mob of his supporters. The suit accuses the Select Committee and its chairman, Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, of harassing Trump and senior members of his administration with an illegal, unfounded, and overbroad records request. In addition to Thompson and the committee, Trump is also suing the National Archives and Records Administration.
Number three.
Former President Trump answered questions under oath for about 4.5 hours Monday as part of a lawsuit brought by men alleging they were assaulted by his security during a demonstration outside Trump Tower in 2015. Benjamin Dichter is an attorney for the plaintiffs.
We examined Mr. Trump concerning a variety of issues, including statements he has made at various campaign events and rallies that counsel believes encouraged violence at those events or encouraged security guards to engage in violence.
The case centers around a lawsuit filed in 2015 by a group self-described as human rights activists of Mexican origin who were protesting Trump's rhetoric on immigration in front of Trump Tower. The CDC says a fast-growing salmonella outbreak tied to an unknown food source has sickened nearly 600 people nationwide. As of last Thursday, there have been 173 new cases and 50 new hospitalizations across 36 states, with most cases in Texas. Health officials are working to identify a likely food source. Talk about your return on investment. A glass vase purchased for $4.99 at a thrift store in the Pacific Northwest is expected to sell for up to $15,000 after it was identified as a rare piece from 1902. Heritage Auction says the vase was designed by a participant in the Vienna Secession Art Movement.
Oh, I wasn't aware of the Vienna Secession Art Movement.
Now you are.
Uh-huh. Thanks for the history lesson. Coming up next, satisfaction for a 95-year-old World War II vet. Apply for a loan with a bank and you might get free coffee. But Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. So consolidate debt with a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs or get free coffee. Go to marcus.com to learn more about our no-fee personal loans and other products today. Lending and deposits provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Glad you're with us. It was a great moment for a hero of the greatest generation. Bobby Carson, longtime Chevrolet Corvette fan, looking forward to getting his hands on an all-new mid-engine Stingray, but facing a year-long wait due to tight supplies. It's an issue for everyone these days, but a little bit more of a concern when you're a 95-year-old veteran of World War II. Fox News says Ed Morse Chevrolet in Lebanon, Missouri, was touched by members of the community who reached out on behalf of Mr. Carson. After a lot of calls, they secured a build slot for him. He picked up his top-of-the-line Arctic White Stingray 3LT with adrenaline red interior at the National Corvette Museum 2 weeks ago. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.